Q92's state dance coverage is brought to you by Larry's Refrigeration and Heating, Madison and Ortonville, Warren Trigestead, CCM Health Montevideo, United Prairie Insurance Agency, United Prairie Bank, Lee Motor Company, B. Johnson Electric, Pro Image Partners, Ag Processing Incorporated, Erickson Chevrolet, Ag Plus Cooperative, Syngenta Seeds, Appleton Area Health, Black Barrel Mutual Insurance, Hanson and Dolph Funeral Home, Great Plains Natural Gas Company, Miller Services Incorporated. State dance coverage brought to you by Fieldcrest Fertilizer, Madison Bottling Company, Prairie Sun Bank, Black Barrel Corn and Soybean Growers. It's also brought to you by Kluver Law Office, Bosing Chiropractic, Ludvigson Tiling, Dean Martinson Pioneer Seeds, Heartland Eye Clinic, Jim's Clothing and Sporting Goods, Dawson Co-op Credit Union, Lund Implement Company. State dance brought to you by Zarbach Memorials in Madison, Madison Dental Clinic, Greg Cole Electric in Madison, and Mark Boris Crop Insurance. Thanks for joining us for coverage of state dance action right here on 92.1 FM with Paul Ramo. And not just Paul Ramo, he's got guests with him, so let's turn it over to Paul here, and he can do the introductions. Go ahead, Paul.
All right, thanks a lot, Maynard, and welcome to downtown Minneapolis Target Center. It's the 2020 State Dance Tournament. Paul Ramo here along with Ken Fransky and Dede Schomer, my dream team broadcasting team, like I said last week in a Shexon. Thanks for joining me at Target Center here this morning.
Absolutely, Paul. It's a good day for Valentine's Day, and it's an even better day for the state jazz competition, Dee.
Absolutely, Ken. I couldn't agree with you more.
They just opened the doors. The public is rushing in here in the lower bowl of the Target Center. It's quite a scene already, isn't it?
Absolutely. It's just the energy already is amazing.
Yep. State... Zacapal Valley Dawson Boys, Shadow State defending champions in jazz and high kick. Ken, why don't you tell our listeners a little bit about the program, what's going to happen here the next few days.
Yeah, no, absolutely, Paul. You know, Paul, kudos to you because you always mention the Shadows as state champions. Where other people don't mention that. They just refer to them as the Shadows, but for at least another few hours, they are the defending state champions for jazz and high kick. But we're going to kick this thing off. The national anthem is going to start at about 11:20. Excuse me. Then they usually bring out, I think, the captains and the coaches of each team onto the floor to announce the teams as a recognition. And then we'll officially start at about 11:30. And they'll take the 12 teams in Class A, all dance and compete. And then they'll cut it down to 6. And we'll do that later this afternoon. So the finals will be announced. We'll start at 11:30, wrap up at about 1. Then it'll be about a 15-minute break for the judges to finish tallying up the scores. And by about 1:15, they will announce the final 6 teams for jazz. That'll move on into the afternoon hours, which will resume around 5:30 for the final 6 teams to compete and dance one more time. And then that'll basically declare a new state champion.
All right. Are you excited, Dee? Are you ready to go?
I think excited would be an understatement right now.
Well, you guys have daughters that are participating, and I really appreciate you guys as parents to help me out here on the radio today. I appreciate that a lot. So
we have a good time.
We do have a good time, and it's fun, Paul. You know, dance doesn't get the recognition as some of the other sports like volleyball, football, wrestling, basketball, and things like that. And anything we can do to help spread the knowledge, which, you know, maybe that's a stretch of the imagination of spreading the knowledge, but we always try to help you out, Paul.
That's right. Just walking around before they opened the doors, we were getting our media passes, and just a slew of Lockerball Dawson Boyd fans, Yellow Medicine East fans. I saw Bold fans, so Section 3, once again, represented well here at the state tournament.
We are in good character today. The theme, you know, is Dixie Chicks, not ready to back down. And we've got some good orange and Western attire going. And, you know, YME, theirs is a rocker theme. And they are dressed up with fun hair and, you know, those sleeveless tattoos that they got on. So, you know, the girls got to feel the love from the fans, too.
I saw Lisa Johnson's husband, Brett, out in the lobby area. He's got his hair's pink.
Yeah, he had it. I saw him yesterday at the send-off at Lockerbart, the best. Yep, he had it dyed, or I don't know if he colored it exactly. I'm hoping it stays like that for at least a year or something
me
like
too.
That. It looks pretty good for him. You know, last year he shaved his head ball after the girls won a double state championship because that was a running bet or challenge that goes back to, I don't know, 10 years or maybe more, and he finally got to shave his head.
Fans, we
here. All right, the crowd is, let me tell you what, when AA and AAA start too, this lower bowl here at Target Center will be completely full. It'll be so loud in here, you really can't talk to the person next to you sometimes. That's the excitement of it. Of course, today is jazz, all jazz today, and tomorrow we'll focus on high kick. So let's talk about the Rockfall Dawson Boyd Shadows jazz team a little bit. How many girls are on the team? What's the theme? You already mentioned that a little bit, Dee Dee.
We have 11 jazz dancers. Senior captain, Josie Munsterman. Senior, Addison Oy. Senior captain, Aaliyah Schomer. Senior captain, Paige Torstenson. Junior, Caitlin Baird. Junior captain, Grace Johnson. Junior, Ellie Stratmon. Sophomore and rookie this year, Riley Sawatsky. Freshman, Peyton Moe. Freshman, Emily Torstenson. And that rounds out our jazz team.
All right. And, actually, there's, as Ken mentioned, there's 12 jazz teams that will perform here in a little bit. They'll get it started. And Lockwell Valley, Dawson Boyd, out of the 12, they performed last. Is that good or bad? What, or does it matter?
I think that's a really good spot to be in. They are the last that the judge sees. The girls are very calm. I had a chance to talk to the girls after mark time and the coaches. They are calm, relaxed. Mark time went well.
Talk about mark time. What is mark time?
Mark time is the chance to come out on the dance floor. I believe it's 3 minutes they get.
Here at Target Center,
yep,
this morning.
At the Target Center. And they get to run through their routine, work on some turn sets, get a feel for the floor, anything that they're feeling they want to work on or redo.
How many minutes do they get?
I believe it's 3 minutes.
Okay.
And they literally can watch the clock count down. And today, they were very calm and worked on a few things, and then at the end, they actually did a cheer at the end, you know, pump up each other. And so, you know, just knowing that they're ready mentally and physically, it's a great dance day.
That's right. What's the order for these teams? Ken, why don't you mention the other schools that are in jazz here?
Yeah. So single A goes first early afternoon, then this afternoon 2A and 3A compete, kind of alternating basically. So for 1A this morning, starting at 11:30, will be Marshall School of Duluth, Frazee, Houston, Minnewaska, who's our fourth entrant from Section 3A, mm-hmm. Bold, Dilworth, Glendon, Felton, Zimbrota, Mazeppa, Pack Charter, Yellow Medicine East, St. Charles, Holy Family Catholic, and last round out the 12 is Lackawanna Valley Dawson Boyd Shadows, which should be at about 12:47 if everything stays tight to schedule, which is great. And I think, Paul, the old adage of save the best for last, I think it's fitting for today. I think it's a good spot for our girls to be in.
That's good. I agree with you, Ken. Tell you what, let's take a couple-minute break here, and then we'll be back. Dee Dee and Ken and I will be back with some more state dance here from Target Center here in Minneapolis right after a word for our fine sponsors.
It's the Winter Wonder Appliance Sale going on now at Larry's Refrigeration and Heating in Ortonville and Madison. It may be cold and snowy outside, but the savings are hot inside on all Larry's brands, including GE, Grassley, Speed Queen, and Hot Point appliances. Save on washers and dryers, ranges, refrigerators, and freezers. Everything is on sale. Save as much as $399 off on select items. It's a blizzard of savings during the Winter Wonder Appliance Sale going on now at Larry's Refrigeration and Heating in Ortonville and Madison. Sale price is good through February 28th.
Your local Pioneer team is with you from the word go during harvest season and every season. They have the latest performance data to help select the right corn products for each of your acres next year. Results start with industry-leading genetics, but it all comes down to conducting thousands of local on-farm trials to uncover more insights and maximize yields. When it's go time, work with your local Pioneer team to make the most of every acre with Pioneer brand corn products. Pioneer, with you from the word go.
Contact your local Pioneer seed dealer, Warren Trigestead, at 320-894-1576.
CCM Health is a unified health system dedicated to providing a lifetime of quality personalized care. CCM Health offers MRIs, 3D mammograms, and a walk-in clinic 5 days a week. Compassionate care close to home, CCM Health is ready to serve you, your loved ones, and the surrounding communities. Please visit ccmhealthmn.com for more information.
Let's get back to our state dance coverage.
All right, thanks a lot, Maynard, Paul Ramo, Ken Franske, D.D. Schomer here, courtside. We got great seats. We're almost on the Timberwolves basketball court, just a few feet from it.
I think in about three long jumps I could get to the court, Paul. It could take me 4 or 5 to me, but yeah, we're basically in spitting distance of the court, absolutely.
Yep, and just to our right in the stands, all Lacapaw Valley, Dawson, Boyd, Yellow Medicines have the middle sections, right, Dee?
Yes.
Yeah, so right kind of between for an NBA Timberwolves game, it can be right behind the announcers, yep. Basically. That first lower section is basically packed full of Shadow fans.
They're going to feel the love from our section today. That's one thing that's awesome for Jazz. You know, there's 11 on the floor, and when they look up, we're going to be going nuts, and they're going to feel that and hear that. So,
yep, their teammates on the sideline, too, and, yeah, it's going to be a very high-energy day.
All right, broadcasting live from Target Center here in Minneapolis this morning. They focus strictly on Jazz today. And, Ken, you're the stat man. You're the stat man. You do a great job. You follow the other sections all year long. Who are the competitors? Let's face it, the Shadows are the favorite here in Jazz. One of the favorites.
I would agree, Paul. If we judge things on paper, and that's reflective of what they've done on the floor throughout the competitive dance season that starts in early December, basically, and wraps up here today. But, you know, on paper, our Shadow Jazz team has kind of been the clear-cut favorite from the start of the season. Like we talked at sections, they have not lost a competition all year, and all but one, they've had the highest rank point possible, so that's good. We have Frazee from up north that is the closest team and kind of right on the Shadows. In their section, they scored about 2.1 points behind the Shadows, the average point. So there's 700 points. They take a 500 score typically. So, I mean, that's pretty tight, but a nice separation. Then you actually jump down to the southeast part of the state, and Zimbrota Mazeppa had the second highest score in sections, just looking at section scores. Then it was Duluth Marshall. Then we went back-to-back out of our section with YME and Bold. Then it was St. Charles, Holy Family Catholic, Dilworth, Glendon Felton. And then the Minnewaska team from our area didn't actually have the next highest score, but there's actually three teams, Crosby, Ironton, Cannon Falls, and Piers, that had better scores coming out of their sections but did not qualify because their score within their section wasn't good enough. Then we have Pack Charter, Houston, and Minnewaska that round out the five teams that are down here at state. So looking at scores from all the competitions, there's only been two teams really all year that have consistently scored 70-plus points on average.
Yep.
And that has been the Shadows and Frazee. Then it drops off into the 60s and below. So
the Bros of Mazeppa is in that bunch too. So
yep, exactly.
Talk about Minnewaska out of our section, Dee.
What an exciting thing for that school. That the dance program is not all that, it's very new with the team, and so this is their first state experience for Jazz. I don't believe they've ever made it before.
No, that's what Lisa told me after sections visit with her, that this would be their first for Jazz or High Kick either. But
yeah,
she couldn't remember exactly how old or mature their program is, but it's a pretty young program.
I would say less than 10.
Yeah, I would guess so too.
Mm-hmm.
Yep.
Didn't they tie with Montevideo?
They did.
It was a tiebreaker at sections, wasn't it?
It was a tiebreaker with Montevideo. And when it comes down to the tiebreaker, that's where the points play in. You know, it starts with the rank, and if the ranks are tied, then they go to total points, and whoever has the highest points from the judge, that breaks that tie. So to make it to state on a tiebreaker, you know, that's heartfelt for Montevideo because they were here last year in both Jazz and Kick, and unfortunately this year they did not get state trips.
I think they placed fourth in High Kick and Jazz, didn't they?
Yes.
And we're going to be talking with Kristen Young, DeYoung here at state tournament too. She's going to come on and help broadcast once.
Our section is a very tough section to make it out of.
That's right. And that total point spread, Paul, in section 3A, the rank point is what goes off of, and that's the judges, how they rank each of the 14 teams that dance in our section. But on total points, the tiebreaker, like Dee said, was the total points of the seven judges. That was 399 to 392, a 7-point difference in total points by seven judges, pushed Minnewaska ahead on the tiebreaker of Montevideo. So, you know, the Shadows are accustomed to losing a tiebreaker every now and then, too, and it's not fun at all.
No.
Yep. So what did the judges look for in jazz, when they're the jazz routine? What are they looking for? I mean, what they have a sheet they follow.
Mm-hmm. There's categories that they judge the girls on, you know, effectiveness, technique, flow of the floor, how they use the floor. And, you know, I have to say something about this year's routine, the emotion that those girls have. They dance as one. It's more of a lyrical piece for our Lady Shadows, and I don't know. It's just a very special piece this year.
It is. It kind of brings a tear to the corner of your eye, because it's so beautiful. They're all into it. They're smiling, high energy, and it's just so smooth and fluid on the floor.
They smile while doing it. I mean, the difficulty. Their turn sets, their leaps, their jumps. Those are hard things to do, and they do it like
Absolutely. Well, they're getting things started here at Target Center. The PA guys just started. They're going to introduce the captains. Are going to come out on the floor of all the teams here and their coaches for introductions, and they'll do national anthem, Ken. So
I think that's going to be fun. We're going to hear a lot of cheers when the captains and the coaches come out, because the 12 teams competing in Jazz State here today, and it's really going to get the gym energized. I mean, there's a whole lower bowl on the sideline of the basketball court is full of Class 1A Jazz fans and friends. It's amazing to see.
Well, let's hope for another state championship in jazz, huh? So what we're going to do, probably next time we'll be on the air, it'll be around 1:15 when they do the out of the 12 teams, they'll announce the six teams that will dance at what time? Later on this afternoon, right?
About 5:30 we'll start the finals for single A. Yep, the final six.
So we'll be on the air around 1:15, a little before 1:15, when they announce who's going to make it in the finals for jazz. That'll be fun, won't it?
That'll be a lot of fun.
It'll be high energy. That's what that'll be.
The 12 teams will be high energy, and when those six get their name called, the energy level will be even greater this afternoon.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Now, you guys have daughters on the team? What are they saying? What are they thinking?
I have a daughter on the jazz team. Very calm, very excited. Just, you know, I told her, just enjoy it.
Wasn't she on the cover of the program?
Yes.
One of the two girls.
Talk about that.
Well, the cover of the program, nobody knows what it's going to be, but the reigning state champions of kick and jazz, they pick one pose of each for Class A, AA, and AAA. And this year, Aaliyah Schomer is debuting the kick, and Emily Torsenson is debuting our jazz. So just to even see that picture is such an honor, because you reflect back to last year and those memories. It happened. I mean, they are double state champions. And so to have an opportunity to try to make history, to be the next Class A school to do that. But, you know, they don't worry about the pressure. They just worry about that next dance. And that's what they should be doing, is having a good time and enjoying what they love to do, which is dance.
And I think that's exactly right, Dee. I mean, last year they were on a very focused mission after getting second place the year before, took home state championship. The mission looks and feels different, but the focus level hasn't changed.
Right.
And then the love and the passion for dance and their team and their coaches, it's a special group of girls.
It's a sisterhood. And it's, well, and I think us as a dance family, you know, our fan group, we're super close, and we have a good time all season long.
Absolutely. It's a lot of fun. Standing in the line when it's cold outside and things like that, it makes you wonder if you've lost a little bit of your sanity.
Okay. I see Lisa Johnson. She's right to my left. Josie Munsterman and the other girls there.
Ella Mork, Paige Torstenson, Coach Lisa Johnson.
Yeah.
Josie Munsterman and Aaliyah Schomer.
Aaliyah's waving at us. Josie's waving at us. They're going to be the first out there, so they're going to take Target Center court. There they go. Look at the girls right there.
And I forgot Grace Johnson, Paul. She was standing next to her mom and kind of hiding behind Ella and Emily. YME silhouettes are going to come out.
Ella
Moore. Next as well?
Yellow Messenger. You're cheering up, Dee.
I am. It's going to be an amazing day. I'm just so proud of them.
Yeah, we got Yellow Messenger silhouettes, too. Look at the cheer for them. It's going to be cool. going to be fun. So I tell you what, thanks, guys, for helping out with the opening of the state dance. We'll be here for 2 days. We'll be back on the air a little after 1 o'clock this afternoon. Give you those results of the dance in the final later this afternoon here at Target Center. So for now, Paul Rainbow reporting from downtown Minneapolis, state dance. We'll talk to you at about 1:15.